Hi, I'm Paul Kronforst, host of the WISN Remodeling Show and a proud, longtime Callan customer. One of the more critical elements of a good kitchen design involves lighting, as the proper lighting mix enhances the form and function of the kitchen. There are three basic layers of lighting: ambient, task, and accent. Ambient is the soft overhead light that illuminates the floor and walls so you can easily navigate the space you are in. They can include ceiling flush mounts, recessed lighting, pendants, and chandeliers. Task lighting is bright, focused light that goes over specific work areas such as sinks, stoves, islands, where food is prepped, or inside a pantry so you can see what goods are on the shelves. Accent lighting creates visual interest and dimension and often highlights a certain area such as a coffered ceiling or other architectural feature. Most kitchen remodels now include an island, but its purpose must be considered for the proper light fixture. If the island is designed for a cooktop and food prep, then Callan recommends a mixed use of recessed down lighting and pendants. If the island has seating and serves as a gathering place, then pendant lights will do. Depending on the island size, you want to consider lighting that pops. Perhaps two or three large pendants or one statement hanging light, such as a chandelier, which comes in designs to fit every style: contemporary, farmhouse, mid-century modern, or the more formal crystal. Other kitchen areas that need task lighting besides the stove or cooktop are sinks and countertops, where you may also be preparing food, or inside a pantry so you can see what goods are on the shelves. Over the sink, a flush mount is an option, as well as a pendant for a little more flair. For countertops, under cabinet lighting is a good choice because it illuminates the workspace without shadows. If the countertop has a lip, under counter lighting is an option which will more clearly illuminate what is inside an open drawer. Accent lights add the finishing touch, creating visual interest and dimension. Callan recommends adding soft accent lighting inside a glass front cabinet to highlight fine china, statement dishes, or pottery collections, for example. Tokic lights can be considered accent lighting. Installed underneath base cabinets, they illuminate the floor, adding appeal to the entire kitchen, as well as serving as a night light. Over cabinet lighting between the cabinet and the ceiling provides additional soft illumination and can also accent decor and architecture. Another element Callan recommends is pairing lights with dimmers for each type of lighting, as you might not always need bright lighting. You can adjust dimmers to whatever illumination you require, whether setting the mood for a dinner party or conversation, or you just want a nice accent at night. When choosing bulbs, you need to consider again whether it is task or ambient lighting. Bulbs are measured in kelvins, the number that describes the relative color appearance of a white light source, indicating whether it appears more yellow or gold, which is warm, or more blue, which is cool, in terms of the range of available shades of light. A rule of thumb on Kelvin color temperature is a lower number means the light appears more yellow. High Kelvin numbers mean the light is whiter or bluer. When designing your kitchen lighting, in addition to the placement of appliances and work surfaces, Callan considers the amount of natural light, ceiling height, and surface finishes. If natural light is lacking, Callan recommends incorporating a window or even a skylight. When Callan designs a kitchen, the sales design consultants get very detailed on placement to ensure layers of light for tasks, atmosphere, and style. For more information on proper lighting in your kitchen, call Callan at 414-529-5509.